Your red Jasper is your root chakra, your sense of security and survival, activating your animal instincts. Carnelian is your sacral chakra, is your creativity, your flow, your fertility. You have the gold tiger's eye, which is your prosperity, loyalty, and protection. Then you have green adventuring, which is your leadership, friendship, and prosperity. You have solar light, which is your, you holding up solar light?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You have solar light, which is communication, bringing order and standing sure on your square. That's what I was trying to say. Standing strong on your square. And then amethyst, which is... Lapis, which is creative self-expression, going into deep, like studying things deeper than what's just on the surface. And amethyst is peace, intuition, and sober-minded decision-making.
And then we got the one she just added, which is Hungry Stone. What's it called?
Blue appetite.
That's how I memorize
help
stuff.
Control your appetite while hungry, so.
Keep you from being hungry.
Control your appetite. It's very good for clairvoyance, clairaudience, and readers.
For Monday. Might as well pre-wrap a bunch of stuff.
And you can buy these right here. They are $20.99. $20.99. You can go to my TikTok shop and order it right now. I'm going to teach you how to make these. All you got to do is stay tuned and you'll learn how to make these. I'm such a good teacher where my son made all of these except for the one. And, you know, life is good. Life is great. I love my son. I love my family. I love my wife. I even love Copper Arts, another person to help me rap. I got a daughter to help me ship. This is a family affair. So support.
Yeah, son, girlfriend, taking pictures.
Yeah.
Get him out here. Over here.
Yeah, we got a son and girlfriend that take pictures.
About to get your
we got a daughter's boyfriend that just starting to twist copper. We got a whole family affair. So thank y'all for the love and the support. Balance is peace. Check out the video. Peace, y'all.
Help.
I got a lot of people in the background, so if y'all get any background noises, just know it's noise. But huh? Right now we're gonna talk about these rings. These rings right here. And to be honest, my son made these rings. Every last one. But I'm going to teach you how to make it. I'm such a good teacher that I taught my son how to do this. And now I pay him for everyone he makes. So I could keep up the orders fast enough for you to get these right here. And the truth is, this look kind of scary, I know. But you definitely want these. But I'm not going to just show you these. I'm going to show you how I taught my son how to make these. So we're going to make them together. What we need is some 14 gauge wire. That's this right here. 14 gauge wire. And this wire was ran through a wire stripper. So this plastic peels easily off. We also need a crystal. Jamal, can you hand me a clear quartz? Hand me a clear quartz. What is that?
It's one of my crystals.
One of the clear quartz. But okay, yeah. My wife gave me this stone. What is this stone, babe?
Blue appetite.
What is blue appetite for?
For clairvoyance, clairaudience. It's good for any type of readers, tarot readers, psychic mediums, Reiki, energy folks.
That's what the blue appetite is for. But what you do is you take your wire and you take your blue appetite and you wrap in the same motion without overlapping it. Just like that. So now the stone is in the wire. The funny thing is, when you make a pendant, this is how the pendant starts too. So it's amazing that this is like the ABCs of wire wrapping. What you do next is you bring this wire, the one on it, so it's 2 inch. You got, let's say A and B. You take B wire and you bring it around to the A wire. When you get it to the A wire, you literally wrap it around the AY. See?
Yeah,
the B wire wrapped around the A wire. I know y'all be making fun of the words I say, but it's cool. This is how I talk. It is what it is. Then what you... I'm gonna stop it here. So, this is the B and this is the A. What I do next is I'm bring the B wire with the A wire. No, I'm joking. And now I'm gonna cut this Because we, this is how it looks. The stone is wrapped up, and I got the two 14 gauge wires together. Now I'm going to bring in 20 gauge wire. And I do a whole arm's length. One arm length will do it. Cut that, peel off the insulation because it was ran through my wire stripper. All of my wire is rail copper. I get it from the hardware store.
How do you know?
I even filmed myself getting it from the hardware store. I just didn't put that out yet. So I'll show y'all exactly how I go by the wire. Because there's a couple of people out there saying my wire is not real copper. I'm like, it's electricity wire. How's it not real copper? Nowadays, they even got the copper locked up in the hardware stores. Like, you actually got to get an employee to unlock it and then walk it up to the front. But that's here it is. Let's get back to the lesson. I take my 20 gauge, I bring the two ends together, and then I go all the way down and find the middle. I take it, and right here where the two wires come together, I find an area to sew it through, and then I pull on it.
You say Happy Lion's Gate.
Oh yeah, Happy Lion's Gate. Today is... What, 8-8? Mm-hmm. And I am an 8. I was born on the 26th. 2 plus 6 equal 8. So I really, really resonate with the 8. I connect with the 8. I am an 8. Babe, you want to explain what eight's the energy of the number 8?
The energy of the number 8 is abundance, right? It is also the destroy and rebuild. It's a time where you need to destroy some things and rebuild it in a better fashion. So one thing about spiritual laws, you do one thing on one side, you got to do it on the other side. So if you destroy something, you got to rebuild something. So it's that 8 is also the higher intuitive feeling. So these people who have birthdays who are 8, they may... Oh, you need to say something.
Yeah, I really do. So what you do next, what you do next is you simply weave. See, you got the A... and the B wire. What you do is you go underneath the A, you come above A, then you go underneath B, you go above B, then you go underneath A, and you literally do a simple weave. My son is so good at the weaves. When I look at his pieces, I really be thinking I made it. So yeah, man, I did that. But look how clean that weave is. It's perfect.
Weave clean too.
Oh yeah, I also have another wire wrapper that works with me, Copper Art. He make pieces too to keep up with all of the orders. So we actually got a staff and a team nowadays. That's why your piece go out so fast. But that's what we're doing. We're doing a weave. So again, it goes above the A, down underneath the B, above the B, down underneath the A. So it's just weaving back and forth. Now, you don't just weave it and call it a wrap. No, you weave it and then you stop. And you have these bars right here. See that? That's one bar, two bar, three bars. Out of these three bars, you need to catch it at least like two times. There's another bar down here. But when I say catch it, what I mean is you take your 20 gauge wire. And as you're going around the stone, you sew it through one of these bars. Why do you sew it through the bar? It's because you're making it one strong piece. One, you don't want the stone to fall out. So every time you sew this, it locks the stone in.
You made this copper.
Plus you're making it so that it hugs the stone. You're hugging the stone. See, so I weaved it all the way here, and right now I'm sewing it to this bar right here. And doing that, I'm locking this weave down. This weave is not gonna come up and separate from the crystal. So it's real important. They're having a whole conversation back there. It's real important to keep it all straight and together. And as you do this, you could just get lost in the time and just let it flow. You can just let it flow and just flow with it. And when you look up, look how nice that weave is. You really can't tell the difference between my weave and my son's weave. And I'm pretty sure if you do it and you do it enough times, your weave will be good too.
I've only been doing it every month.
My son believes he only been doing this a month. But I know him and I've been around him his whole life. And he been doing it longer than a month.
Well, the first location we opened, they sat there and made rings and locked jewelry for the very first time we opened the building.
He been getting paid regularly and well because y'all been supporting so much. And I don't run no sweatshops. So he gets paid well for what he
does. Documentary coming soon.
Yeah, my wife said we're going to put out a sweatshop documentary. But nah, they get paid well because y'all support so much. And, you know, we did over 1,000 orders on TikTok alone. And I'm very grateful. And I had to hire my son and some others to just make it all make sense.
Hold the mic.
They can't see that.
Why can't
you only see a little piece of it.
Because it's heavy.
Oh.
You got to hold over your head for a good 10 minutes.
But yeah, so I'm almost finished. What you do is when you get to where the stone is, this part right here is where my son could work on. When I get around here to this corner, so more towards the end, but still in the middle of the stone, is when I bend this bar down. I bend it down, see? Why? Because it's a ring, and it's how I make these bands. I actually put back on my wedding ring. I married y'all, I love to wear my wedding ring. So even though I put on these rings, I still put on my wedding ring. A little extra, but it is what it is. But look, you bend this down, but you still have this bar going. What you do is you still weave it down to this bar. See? Come back up and come back here. Because really a person's looking at the top. Then when you go to the next one, is a bar that's right there. I sew it through because I need to lock everything in where it won't lift up. You don't want nothing lifting up on you. So you gotta sew it down.
That problem has been fixed. I don't do that no more.
Yeah, my son
figured out all the ones I did that to.
Yeah, I showed my son the error in his ways, and as a great teacher, I had to, you know, spank him and teach him what he was doing wrong, and now he do it right. But I don't want y'all to make the same mistake he made. No, I'm joking. So I sewed it through this bar right here, and then I'm coming back up to here. So I'm making it literally where this right here cannot separate because I sewed it together. Then when I come down again to this bar that's at the bottom, I'm going to wrap it twice. And I'm only going to send one 20 gauge wire. Nah, I'm leaving one down and I'm bringing the other one up. And when I get to this bar, I'm going to wrap around it more than once. See?
Both down.
So I sent it both down, but I only brought one back up. This is my flair of how I ended. Now I'm gonna cut this. I'm gonna see there's a little piece poking out. I'm gonna round that out so it's not poking out no more. Run my finger, make sure it's smooth. Now I'm gonna take this wire. So one is going down, straight down. Because it's really going to be the bar that wrap around your finger. See? It's ready to wrap around the finger already. Going down. This bar that's going straight out. What I'm going to do is, I'm going to now curve it. See? I'm looking at it and I'm making sure it look good. I'm going to bust a Yui going down to the wire that's going straight down. When I get to this wire that's straight down, I'm going to wrap it around that wire. So you could say wire A is went around and now it's wrapping around wire B. Just like that. It's wrapped around it. But it's at the bottom. Everything is pointing down, so it's already ready to be a ring. I'm gonna take my tool, I'm gonna cut. So now we only got the wire going down. But this piece, is kind of pointy and sharp, I'm going to take my tool. I'm going to smooth it out so there's no sharp parts. See? It's no longer sharp. But I ain't going to stop there because it's still, you can still feel it. What I do is I take this last 20 gauge piece and I find the groove. So there's a groove right here. And I go in the groove. I wrap it in that groove like a screw. I find the ridges within it and I wrap it. When I do that, it actually makes it even smoother. It covers up like any edges that could have been rough. Then I cut the 20 gauge. And that piece that's poking out, I smooth that over too. We want everything smooth. Run my finger across it, it's smooth. So this is where we at. This is the ring so far. And to end it and also make it adjustable, all my rings are adjustable. If you got a pinky finger, it'll fit. If you got a thicker finger, it'll fit. I can even put one on my thumb. I'm missing a ring right here, so I don't put this on my pinky. But this is a ring sizer. And I use the ring sizer to finish the ring. So what I do is I bring the ring to the ring sizer. See? The ring is now to the ring sizer. I hold the ring. And I hold the ring sizer. And I take the copper bar that's coming down. And I simply wrap it around the ring sizer. Now, if you got a smaller finger, you'd be closer to the tip. If you got a larger finger, you'd be closer to the back. Or if it's in the middle, it's in the middle. But it's that easy. This ring is basically done, and that's how these was made. And these rings are adjustable. So again, if your finger is small like a pinky, that much will fit on the pinky. Now, if the finger is larger, put it back on my ring sizer and I'll slide it down. And sliding it down, it's sliding it down, it opens up. I'm still recording, y'all. And sliding it down, I'm opening it up, which is making it bigger. And then when I put it on my pinky, it's literally too loose. So let's tighten this up. Put it back on my ring sizer to get it to the size I want it to be. Just like that. Then I cut it. Now I don't leave this sharp. I grab the tip. I make a U. See? Then I clamp it. See? Run my finger across, nothing scratching. Bring it all together. Throw it on my pinky. This right here. So you could buy these at my TikTok shop. They are only how much?
I think they $20,
$25. I'm about to end this. Take a look at the price of
them. $25. Hold on, they in the TikTok shop. Let me look real quick. I think they're
$25. $25, we think.
They're not more than that.
They're less than $25. I mean, they $25 or less a piece. And you could get them in multiple stones.
$20.
See, I knew they was $20.99, y'all. Mm-hmm. A piece. So it's better than $20, yo. It's $20.99. Roughly $21 a piece. Look at it. Look at that. Tiger's Eye, Green Aventurine, Red Jasper. I don't know. That might be a carnelian. I see an amethyst, a soda light. Yeah. I don't know all my stones like that. My wife is the crystal queen.
You know all those stones.
She teaches the stones. Yeah, I do know these. I just didn't want to say it wrong.
Red Jasper's your root chakras, your sense of security and survival.
Hold on, let me stop.